Baby, I love you way.
Good song, bro.
I love, that's my favorite genre of music. What would you say that time period is?
I'll tell you
80s?
What it is. No.
Tropical.
90s, yacht rock.
That's yacht rock?
I think it's music that like.
I'm talking Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, it's yacht rock.
And Crow. Crew.
And Crow.
And Crew. Yeah.
Yacht rock.
Really?
Yup. And you can type in yacht rock on any sort of streaming device and it pulls up, baby, I love your way. And Marguerite. Do, 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 do.
You know what my favorite song is though, that I just learned by Jimmy Buffett, who I'm addicted to now, is Come Monday. Come Monday. It'll be all right. I don't know if those are the words, but I'm just kind of getting into the swing of that song right now.
It's not the words.
Yep. But it is Come Monday.
I know it's not.
Those were the words.
Well, let's look into it.
Okay. I think Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight.
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Yep. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight.
Damn.
You couldn't have been more spot on.
I literally couldn't have said those words more accurately. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, completely.
Damn.
Good job.
Hey, guess what today is?
You want me to guess?
No, it's just Monday.
Oh.
And you know what they say?
Come Monday. It'll be all right. Come Monday. I'll
yes,
be holding you
yes,
tight.
Yes, yes. That's what I was trying to tell you this whole time.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you weren't hearing me.
Oh my gosh. I was seeing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't hearing you. I'm standing with you now, though. Wow.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, all.
Happy Monday, all. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We have got a lot to recap today, so let's get into it. Connor?
Yeah, Brooke?
I was at your apartment this weekend for the second time ever.
I know.
And you weren't there.
I know.
Because Channing was watching Maxine.
Yep.
Max Marie. While you were, where even were you? You were doing Chicago to Nashville?
I did. Yeah, I did. I had four shows in Chicago last week.
Okay.
And then I had two shows in Nashville.
But you came home in between them?
No.
Not, okay.
Because Chicago to Nashville is like an hour flight somehow. I am learning so much about.
Wait, but Channing wasn't watching Max when you were in Chicago, was mm-mm. she?
No.
He was elsewhere occupied.
Yeah, Tate was watching him.
Okay.
And then Tate had some trip.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't planned to stay in Nashville, but I had to.
Due to being fun?
Well, I got, so Trevor Wallace DM'd me and said, are you staying in Nashville for Nashville Comedy Week? I go, I was not asked to.
Okay.
And so he was like, you should, because there's like a lot of people, it's like, he's opening for Tom Segura.
Does he have the clearance to offer you a space?
No.
But he just took it upon himself?
He allowed me to go to the show, and I met like the other comics and stuff. So that's good. It's good networking. The show was awesome.
Did you perform?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I had two shows at Zany's, though, in Nashville.
Okay.
The night before.
Yeah.
But then for me to go to the shows, the next night I had to leave the following day.
Okay.
But it was awesome. Nashville is so awesome.
I only went once.
I'd never been.
To visit Vanderbilt, which like wasn't real. Obviously, I didn't get in there. Okay. I remember. I had asked like during the like, this is completely off topic, but now that we're talking about Nashville, at the Vanderbilt orientation, I asked like, is it better to get like a B+ in an advanced class or like an A in a regular? And they said it's better to get an A in an advanced class. And then I said, I'll head out. And then I didn't say for the rest of the orientation, even though I flew there.
So what they said is, we hear your question.
We hear your question. Let
me rephrase your question.
Yeah, let me rephrase it. And I said, sorry to waste your time. Got an earlier flight back to Philadelphia.
You know what? That's Gats giving my professor that said that there's no dumb questions after I asked my question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's a good reminder for everyone that there are no dumb questions.
Yeah.
And then moved forward.
It really is.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, that's my only.
I mean, the campus is
Nashville.
Campus is so nice. I didn't go on it.
A Vanderbilt? Oh, it's like gorgeous.
I drove past to go get Tex-Mex. Oh my gosh, you guys. Did I have some Tex-Mex?
In Nashville?
Yeah, I like probably wasn't the move, but it was delicious. It was.
What kind of food are they known for?
I think like hot chicken.
Hot chicken. Like fried spicy chicken. Hot? Like
hot. Yeah. And also temperature. Why yeah. stop there?
I wouldn't think they're known for like chicken salad.
No, it was all, but I mean, it wasn't that unhealthy for you, but oh my gosh, you guys, the Tex-Mex. Have you had Tex-Mex?
I had Tex-Mex in the Texas airport. It was the best quesadilla I've ever had in my life.
You know what? Honestly, people would be like,
but that's the only time I've been to Texas.
Oh, that's crazy. We have to go.
Yeah.
People will always be like, the best barbecue, the best Tex-Mex. It's like, the best barbecue and the best Tex-Mex is going to be at a gas station in Texas or the airport. Like, honestly, it's never going to be this restaurant you sit down, you order. It's going to be from a gas station and the guy lives down the street and it's like his little thing. Or, you know, they sell like the pre-made Bucky's. Bucky's has some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
I've never been to Bucky's either.
Where'd you get?
It sucks because like I don't remember what terminal I was in. And I was in, it was DFW, I think. And I was in DFW recently and I was searching everywhere far and wide for wherever I had that quesadilla and I couldn't find it because I would have had to take like the train to 8 different terminals.
What's so funny is
I didn't have the time.
I was like, Brooke, I guess we'll never know what the restaurant is. I totally forgot. We just type in Dallas Airport Tex-Mex.
I'm sure there's a lot. That's like a massive airport.
Well, no, they're listing Chili's and Papacitos. Like it's not those.
It wasn't Chili's. I wouldn't recognize it.
Oh, so we should give up.
I think that might be in our best interest.
Okay.
But maybe it was just like a one-time thing meant for me to experience in just that moment. And it's just what I needed at that time in my life.
Mm-hmm. 100%. One thing I'll say about Tex-Mex, tortillas. Those tortillas are a tool. I always get a side of tortillas and I bury my face in them.
Because they're hot and soft.
You know, yeah. And you know what reminds me of the passage of time?
What?
Getting a hot little thing of tortillas and then like how quickly they become cold. And it's like, I remember you just moments ago, you were a young, hot man.
I guess because they're so thin.
They lose.
Like, you know how thin people get really cold?
Yeah.
Because they don't have fat on their bones?
Yep.
That's kind of like those tortillas.
Yeah. Can I get a side of thin people for my... Yeah,
would you mind giving me a tortilla with more meat on its bones?
Yeah, that would be naan. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and naan literally stays hotter longer. Naan is so good.
Naan is so good. I had some naan last night with my chicken tikka masala.
Haven't we tried to fuse Indian and Mexican food? Like naan with
I bet there's some sort Tex-Mex. Of fusion.
What could go wrong? Like, that sounds unreal.
It's all the same ingredients. It's rice. It's chicken. There's some spice to it.
Those seem like two foods that would go together, like water and water.
Color me intrigued, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't put cheese on naan bread, though.
Why?
I don't know, because society has molded me into who I am today. And it's to me, it says no cheese on naan. Keep that cheddar away from my naan.
I think if you were able to open your mind a bit, you'd find that it might be delicious.
Oh my gosh, I'm like nanophobic. I'm like non and cheeseophobic. Mm. I have purse. I have what is it called when you're something.
Give me a little more.
I want to say inbred masculinity, but it's like what's it called?
Oh my God, internalized
misogyny. That's what I meant to say.
Against naan and cheese?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of, I have internalized like.
What's it called when you like mix two things together?
The segregation of naan and cheese. Like, they shall not like live in harmony for some reason in my head.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess there's no like cheese bases in Indian food.
You're right. What a shame.
Honestly though, like could be for the best. Can you imagine? Because I feel like Indian food is like hard on the stomach to begin with. Imagine the addition of a cheese element. That could send us to the
perfect
ICU.
Storm, yeah.
So maybe it's for the best. Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on. Why not? let's just move on. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in Chicago, then Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to do. And then the weekend before that, it was Ventura, Santa Cruz. So 8 shows in 7 days, which feels good to do.
Are you almost done?
I leave tomorrow morning for DC, 4 shows in DC, 2 shows in Boston.
It makes sense that you had to come back from Nashville to go to DC.
I can't talk about it.
Why wouldn't you do Nashville to LA to DC?
Hey guys, it's time for our Good Neighbor Custom segment, which is brought to you by State Farm. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might want to find yourself saying is, heck yeah, or I can't believe it, or how is this real? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. So today for our State Farm Good Neighbor Custom segment, I'm going to be talking about something that I'm struggling with. Well, I was struggling with. Last week, I was struggling with this. And the person that helped me get through it, like a good neighbor. And she is a good neighbor. Our friend Channing. Channing stepped in when I didn't realize that I did not have someone to watch Max for 4 additional days while I was in Nashville, Tennessee. And so Channing said, I'll do it. I'll stay at your house. I will watch your dog. I'll let you know when, like, this giant pole that holds up this heavy, heavy vine and all my string lights on my patio gets knocked over by all the rain that we've been having. The rain I'm also struggling with, but I haven't found a way to get past that. And even though the struggle was real this week, I'm nominating Channing as the good neighbor of the week that helped me get through it. So thank you, Channing. So obviously we all know that adulthood always comes with these types of low-key struggles. What to cook for dinner, how to exercise more, ways to eat healthier, the list goes on and on. I won't bore you. But luckily, one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't have to be complicated is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Whether it's in person, on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, or on their award-winning app, State Farm lets you do things your way. State Farm is the good neighbor we all want and deserve. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Again, I can't think of a better route.
I want to emphasize the fact that I don't know where anything is. So yesterday I was like, all right, time to head home from Nashville. Oh, I could throw a rock to DC.
Yeah. And you did that yourself. Like, you booked a trip back here.
Yeah.
Because you weren't kind of putting the pieces together that you could adjust.
Brooke, I've never seen a map.
Yeah.
I need someone to step in.
Have you been like enjoying your time on planes?
No.
Or you're ready to kind of parachute up and away?
No. Every time I get on a plane, I'm like, literally the flight attendant walks by and I'm like, I can see her obituary. Like, she walks by and is like, oh, she was always so nice. And like, she bravely led us as we plummeted. You know, like that's literally what goes on in my head as they walk by. They're like, headphones. I'm like, oh, she was so sweet when she was giving out headphones.
I will say, because I went on, I don't know if I said this or not, but when I flew with Kat the other day, like, we weren't going on a trip together. We just decided to like take a flight together to go to our respective homes in West Palm Beach and then come back together. Having someone you know on the plane is so nice because it's like, okay, like, Kat's a good person. Like, it's not her time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice because it's like, okay, if it's not her time right now, like, by proxy, it's not going to be my time right now.
Right. I know, but you can convince yourself. And then, but it could also be just like, guess what? Chalk it up. Freak accident. There's not like a freak accident to really put a wrench in your plans.
Has any, you know what? I don't want to talk about
don't,
crashes
don't,
right
don't,
now.
Don't.
I don't want to.
Don't. Yeah. Don't, because guess what happened to me? We haven't had a podcast since this happened to me, but like, I had one of the planes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like, it's broken. And I was like, and then they deplaned us. Yeah.
And did you get back on that plane?
Fuck no. By the time, because I had a show that night. Basically, the pilot gets on and is like, because we'd been sitting on the tarmac for 2 hours. Guess what they were doing for the 2 hours? Trying to fix it. And they told us, hey, we're gonna try to fix it. Just hang tight. And I go, no, you know what? We're not going to try to fix it. There's no professional in a space that's like, hey, hey, man, and we're about to dive into your heart surgery. We're going to try to fix my extremely important part of the heart surgery machine.
Yeah.
Before we dive in, just hang tight. No, let's go ahead and switch machines. I'm going to get on a different plane that's probably also broken and take off. But Delta, I got a bone to pick with you.
Was it one of the Bowen? I keep wanting to call them the Bowen Yangs.
It was a Bowen Yang.
Okay, you were on the Bowen Yang.
I was on a Bowen Yang 737.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it. What's the other one that I was on?
An Airbus.
Rather be on an Airbus.
We would all rather
than
be
a BY.
Yeah. On an Adrian Brody than a Bowen Yang.
Mm-hmm. Always.
But yeah, that was horrible. But no, I've not been enjoying my time on planes. It's become...
And I have. So that's a complete reverse cycle.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, you got to get into reading because it's like truly the perfect way to pass the time on a plane.
I have to fall asleep.
Okay, but if you can't?
Oh, no, I fall asleep.
Okay, then you're fine.
But now I've convinced myself, like, what if I have a freak accident?
Then you'll sleep through it.
No. Like, what if I just stop breathing, but I'm like completely passed out and everyone's like, wow, he's really relaxed.
That has been like really scaring me on planes. Like if something, because you know, I have health anxiety in general.
Me too.
And the thought of like a medical emergency happening to you on a plane, because I'd be too shy to let the flight attendant know.
Brooke,
I'll just die.
Humiliating.
I would never let them know that I'm having pain in my chest. Like I'll just have a heart attack. I'd rather have a heart attack.
Brooke, or like,
let you know.
Imagine how cringy it would be to like faint.
And oh be like, my God.
And everyone's like, oh my God, we got to help. Ooh, we got to help him.
Yeah. Even if there was a doctor in a white coat next to me and I was feeling like literally on the verge of death, I'd sit in silence.
You know what it is?
Huh?
Like I'll have a sparkling water and get chest pain.
Yeah.
Like what am I going to flag chest pain every time I have
it? Any sort of like normal inconvenient feeling that I've had on a plane is exacerbated by the fact that I'm on a plane.
Right. Because it's like, has this ever happened to somebody and is the altitude making it worse?
Yeah. Okay.
I love how some people like on their... I'm going to find out that everything I eat is like going to kill me and like...
But it's like something new is going to kill you every day. And then the thing that was going to kill you before is actually like really good for you. It's actually a superfood. So it's just like you can't keep up and it's not your responsibility to. So just eat whatever you want.
Like...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Like I just saw someone's Instagram story and they had like a black coffee and an apple for breakfast. And I'm like, I'm having a perfect bar and like a... Like which is... You know, like a candy and then like a soda, basically.
Well, there was a period of time that people were like, fruit is bad for you. It's all carbs and sugar.
Yeah.
No. That's nature's candy in a good way, positive connotation. Like that's good for you. It's healing for the soul and the body.
I remember seeing this one model that posted. She's like, yeah, here's my diet. I don't eat fruit after noon.
Mm. What happens after noon?
The fruit police arrive at your door banging on it to take all your strawberries away.
You remember that Fruit of the Loom commercial?
No. Which?
Me neither, maybe.
Okay.
I think there was a Fruit of the Loom commercial with like walking fruit that kind of popped off.
Apple Jacks?
No, I know him, not him.
Cinnamon is the winnemon.
Oh, I couldn't have. I don't think it was from 1987. Maybe I made it up. Nope. You know what I'm thinking of? Eat good foods, they go good together. What was that?
I've never heard that.
Can you look up eat good foods, they go good together, but I'm the best of all? No way. Eat me. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Eat good foods, they go good together.
Old Nickelodeon.
Yep. Blast it out. Oh my God, Connor. This is about to take me back.
Can anybody send me a link to a video of this? Found the lyrics. Okay. So they're looking
Does
for a link.
Does anyone have access to it? This is 12 years
12
ago?
12 years ago, Brooke. If Reddit can't find it, we're toast.
It. Really? Yeah. What's that? What's that called?
Hashtag eat together commercial?
No.
Damn.
It wouldn't be a hashtag.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? And can anyone find me a link?
I mean, there's a whole Reddit thread.
Eat me. I'm full of protein.
It sounds great.
It was about all the food groups coming together to make a balanced meal. And it was like an awesome story and an awesome song.
That I'm sure sucks. Like we could really learn a lot from those fruits today.
Hell if I know. People. Damn, that sucks. I wish I could have showed you that. I
would love to share that. Me too. I'm sure someone will find it.
I hope that people know what I'm talking about. Maybe we could find it for the bonus. 2000s commercials you should definitely remember. This feels good. This feels like the sweet spot. What's that?
Oh, the Betty Crocker okay. bacon fill?
Yeah. This, oh my God.
This? People died.
Eating the Betty Crocker bacon fill?
No, I'm just meaning like they were like,
oh my God. Shocked. They haven't done it like this since.
Fillings. Imagine the look on your child's face when you cut into the cake and there's his favorite.
I can't even imagine.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Literally, there's no limit to the things you could put inside the bacon fill. Fresh fruit.
Not afternoon.
God forbid.
Betty Crocker comes in with a fruit police.
Oh my God, the ultimate love song. I guess we can't do that due to copyright. Oh my God, the fondue pot.
Yeah, the ultimate chocolate factory.
It's so boring. It's left your crazy way to turn ordinary into
oh, we can't. We should touch base with this website in the bonus so we can listen to
just
all the stuff.
Really quickly, can we see if there's Eat Good Foods that go great together on here?
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. Brooke, how's your social battery right now?
Honestly, Connor, it's pretty good. I was able to do a lot of bed rest this weekend to kind of get me reset and recharge, and now I'm feeling like I have a charged battery. That's always nice. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge?
Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
I love therapy because it's a safe space to talk to someone and share my thoughts without feeling judged. They've helped me find the root causes of my day-to-day worries and come up with solutions to work through them.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BNC today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BNC. Rainbow art.
Oh,
damn.
I want to talk about all of these.
Oh, God. No.
Flome.
Oh, God, the magic twist.
No, I honestly can't even look.
Zoo books. Oh, my God. The bump it. Oh, okay. Damn. Okay.
That is
oh,
so
that's
good.
Really good. Okay. What were we talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Fruit.
Yeah. Oh, good. We were talking about something really important. Fruit. But you went to the... I need to hear about this.
About what?
The Jimmy Buffett.
Connor?
The Jimmy Buffett concert.
Changed my life.
I haven't been more jealous of something that's happened. That's so up my alley. I love Jimmy Buffett.
And here's the thing. If I were a Jimmy Buffett fan listening to me speak right now, I would be really annoyed. So I'm sorry about that, Evan. I'm sorry about that. Just due to the fact that I didn't think I even knew any Jimmy Buffett song.
Oh.
I knew Cheeseburger in Paradise and Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. But I was really just like trying to push myself to do activities outside of the house that are not just like going out to a bar and drinking. Because mm-hmm. as we've discussed, it turns out I don't enjoy that.
Me either.
So yeah, of course. So I'm just trying to do like more wholesome, fun activities. Never know who you'll meet. You never know what kind of experience you'll have.
Right.
So went with Frankie Sr., the human, to the Jimmy Buffett concert, tribute concert, as he was not there.
No, I can't.
But he was in spirit. He really was there, actually.
I know.
I want to take back what I said about him not being there. He was there.
He forgetting.
His spirit lives on so fiercely. Connor, I'm going to take you through what happened at this tribute concert, hour by hour.
Okay.
This article that really details it. Better than I could. Of all the people that came out. I had no idea what I was
right,
getting into.
Right.
At 7:26 p.m., this is when I'm kind of getting into the venue. It was at the Hollywood Bowl, which is like beautiful outdoor venue. Actually, let me backtrack to when I was walking up to the venue. I had gotten an Amex earlier in the day, which I was really excited about because I had been my whole life using a credit card that I had since high school that doesn't really get you any points. It's just kind of that like Wells Fargo like...
Yeah.
Like amateur credit card.
Yeah.
So I decided to step it up at the age of 20 redacted and get myself some real credit.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like so excited talking all day about the perks that I'm going to get. My the lounge access in airports. Like, couldn't stop talking about my...
Wow, lounge access.
Could not stop talking about the Amex. I'm walking up to the concert. There's a man screaming, "Does anyone have an Amex? Does anyone have an Amex?"
I have an Amex.
Yeah, I have an Amex. I got it this morning. You, it, like, couldn't have been picture perfect. Imagine you're talking about your Amex all day. Someone from heaven itself says, "Does anyone have an Amex?"
God works.
Guess what I got?
God is good.
Guess what I got with my Amex perks? A seat cushion for my comfort.
Ugh.
Not for $1, for $0.
Brooke, Amex has got your ass covered.
Literally got my ass covered. I did not have to pay the $1 fee that those without the Amex had.
Wow.
I got that seat cushion for $0.00.
Wow. Yep. Pop off. Pop off.
Get an Amex if you can. Really couldn't recommend it enough.
I'm having trouble just really quickly on the Amex side.
Yeah.
How do you access the points?
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there yet. We're at the early stages. Okay. I think it would probably have to do with going on to the app or the website and clicking on the redeem points.
I guess I can't see the points on the physical card. Like, I think that, like, I don't know. No, I know. But, like, in my head, I'm like,
did you think it was going to, like, Harry Potter, like, map, like, light up?
No, but I just, like, feel like when I go to an ATM, oh, I guess I wouldn't use it.
Thinking, like, when you go, like, buy something, they're going to be like, you have points.
Like, you can use your credit here. Yeah. Because I'm buying so many flights.
Right.
Because Delta's planes keep breaking.
Are you buying them through?
Oh, I should log into
You have
app.
To buy it through your Amex travel feature. Yeah.
Gotcha. Because I'm buying so many flights.
But are you buying them through Amex?
Yeah.
You're going to the Amex travel section of the Amex website.
No.
Then, well, with flights, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Oh, I thought with flights, you have to book it through the travel part of.
I believe you can book it through anything. Flights, hotels, you have to book it through travel.
Yep. Oh. See?
I think on mine, it said that I had to book the flights via the flight piece of the website or app. Yeah. We can offline. Okay. Now that I have my seat cushion, 7:26
Time to really
PM,
get things into.
When I'm walking to my seat, Woody Harrelson is on stage shooting the shit about how him and Jimmy smoked a blunt on top of the Vatican, which I think that didn't happen, but in this moment it did.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I would think that that's something you probably take to the grave.
Yeah. I don't think it did actually happen. Like, I think he was just like saying like, that's the kind of like energy.
Me and Jimmy Buffett smoking a joint on top of the Vatican.
He came up in a beat up cowboy hat recalling the time he and Buffett smoked a joint on the roof of the Vatican.
Oh.
That's not true, of course, he adds, but wouldn't that be a great story? Yep. 100%. He knows how to hook you in. Then Connor, Jenny Kesney.
Jenny Kesney.
Jenny Kesney came out.
I love her.
Kenny Chesney came out. Wouldn't you love him?
I'm obsessed with Kenny Chesney.
Yep. Then Dolly Parton came out, but via video feature.
Right.
Yeah, but it was personalized. Then, didn't know who that was. Then, Zach Brown came out.
Including
the band.
His band.
Zach Brown and band came out and debuted a new, really beautiful song called Pirates and Parrots, and that should be coming out soon, and I encourage everyone to listen to Pirates and Parrots.
That's got
to
be a Jimmy Buffett.
It was an incredible tribute to Jimmy.
I went and saw Zach Brown band at Hollywood Bowl with TK.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Good show.
Then.
Jolly good show.
Harrison Ford.
Right.
Comes out, of course. And then I think, wow, if it's celebrities like Harrison Ford that are coming out, I think, okay, who else is old? That's what I'm thinking in my head, because he's 81.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden.
And I had two guesses for who was going to come out.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And Jane Fonda.
And
Jane Fonda came out, but I didn't say it out loud. So all I had to say when she comes out was, I knew that was going to happen, but that holds no weight.
No.
Because like, how can you really convince someone knew? Like, I genuinely knew that was going
to
happen.
We'd have to.
But no one cared when I was like, I swear I knew that was going to happen.
We'd have to know your heart.
And it's like, they do know my heart, but like, I can't stress enough how I knew. Because my synapses were firing like, okay, who else is old? Jane Fonda. And she came out.
How cool that like no one knew who was coming.
And no, then just it was being like, so, I was on the edge of my seat, like, who's gonna come out?
This is more star-studded than like an award show.
It really was like remarkable.
I saw Miles Teller was there with his wife.
I predicted that he was going to come out on stage because I also did Google who were Jimmy Buffett's friends. And he was in the
Miles
list.
Teller's
he list. He was on the list. But he did not come out on the stage. Okay, then the Eagles. Turns out I know like all of their songs.
You do.
Who knew? Who knew?
My dad's favorite band.
Then Jane Fonda.
Cool.
Came out to introduce Brandi Carlile.
Cool.
Who? Obsessed with. I didn't know I was obsessed with her either.
Oh, she's so good.
Incredible. Then, Connor.
Yeah?
Jackson Browne. Didn't know who he was, but he sung Come Monday, which, as we've discussed, favorite song of all time.
Good song.
Yeah. One of the greatest songwriters of our time.
Jackson. Oh, special.
Yeah. Yep. And then Carlisle's vocals were characteristically smooth and her love for Buffett evident.
Mm-hmm.
Because she actually sung Come Monday, I think.
Beautiful.
No, she had actually, instead it was Carlisle who led the Coral Reefer band on acoustic guitar. Hope that makes sense. Then Will Arnett. That's when I was really like, what? I'm losing the pattern here. But who knew? They were close friends too. I have so many awesome memories of Jimmy. I was staying with him in the Caribbean, he said. I got to get certified takeoffs and landings at the St. Bart's Airport. You want to go? I got to do like 30 of them. That's so them.
This is a level, that's a level of celebrity status that's so perfect to me because it's like, I forget about Will Arnett all the time.
Oh, I never for one day have woken up and said, oh, I forget about Will Arnett.
I forget about Jimmy Buffett. Like, they're not, what I'm saying is they don't make headline news. They're not like coming out with these groundbreaking new movies.
You carry them with you.
Yes. Like, no, I'll never forget Will Arnett. I fail to remember him on a daily. But, like, Jimmy Buffett, same way. I'm like, king, legend, icon. But, like, I'm not, like, seeing him, you know, I was never seeing him in articles and stuff. That's, like, such a good.
Well, I hope from this day on, he's at the forefront of your mind.
Jimmy Buffett is always
special to
me.
Come Monday, he will be.
Because it reminds me of the age when, like, my parents were, like, going to parties and stuff like when I was growing up, and then there'd be like the kids that were kind of like swimming around in the pool and like all the parents are doing their thing, and I always, all these songs remind me of that time in my life. Hey guys, we're taking a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, ZocDoc. Are you the one friend in the group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay, honestly, we all do it, you know, like getting a pedicure and opting for the extra 10-minute foot massage with the green tea infusion. I had a milkshake last night after my yellow curry, which is why I was 20 minutes late.
Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It's your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book with them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews on actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance and are located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it.
You can even score same-day appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/BNC to download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BNC. ZocDoc.com/BNC.
They remind me of the porch.
Like you and the other kids kind of like mingling.
Parents mingling separately.
Parents are doing their own complete thing, and they literally just like bring you there. And you do your own thing.
Yeah.
But Jimmy, I have something to say about, whenever you're done, I'll say this.
No, say it.
Jimmy. Jimmy Buffett, to me, if you listen to the songs, this is why the energy and the vibe that he carried with himself was so important. Not a good singer.
Oh, he has like a good, solid voice.
At its core.
It's his vibe.
It's the vibe. That's what I'm saying. And the lyrics are like, they make you feel good. But it's
it just takes you to the islands.
It takes you to the islands, and that was his. He led the charge.
Island living. It takes you to island living.
Yeah, literally sponge cake in paradise.
Yeah,
soaking up the rays.
The crowd was really I haven't been part of that type of crowd ever.
Just like
older,
yeah,
people. I have never seen people of my parents' age blackout.
Yeah,
in my life, Connor, people, older people being taken out by security.
Yeah,
left and right. When I was walking back to the car, there was a man who was probably about 7 feet tall and wide,
mm-hmm.
too, from all the dimensions. We're doing 7 feet all around.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking through a tunnel. He had to support himself on the tunnel by leaning against it and walking the whole time. And then by the time we got out of the tunnel, he was able to completely fall headfirst into the foliage, into the bush. I think he stayed there all night.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you know what Jimmy would say? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It literally was 5 o'clock in his heart,
yeah.
and mind all night. Yeah, it was really cool. And then there were these like three, like probably my mom's age, these three women in front of me who were clearly like best friends for life. And one of them like blacked out way too close to the sun. And the other two were like really like getting so annoyed with her. And it was just like sweet to watch that type of dynamic. Like they're like pushing her off like on the other, and like they couldn't stand her at all, but they loved her at the same time. And it was really sweet to see that.
Sisters.
Like sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at that stage of life. It was really nice. Then Connor, Snoop Dogg. Obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Snoop Dogg.
To honor his main man, Jimmy.
Snoop Dogg is to like hip hop that Jimmy Buffett is to like yacht rock to me. Like Snoop Dogg is an older gentleman. He has a lot of hits. Everyone knows Snoop Dogg.
It's the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Different font.
Mm-hmm. Then John McEnroe.
Yes.
Which I was like, I still can't quite get the pattern of people.
His wild ass is popping up randomly. John McEnroe, that motherfucker knows everybody.
Unfortunately, I only knew him from the Netflix show Never Have I Ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
John McEnroe is like an icon of the seas and the court.
Yeah, he's in the sports space.
Yeah.
Pitbull.
Yep.
He's awesome.
That's another one that's kind of like.
He's like, you could feel his energy. I was in like the very back of the Hollywood Bowl, probably a mile away from Pitbull. You could feel his energy all the way back there.
I saw Pitbull.
Great energy.
I saw him one time at a Super Bowl after party in Houston, and I was alone, and it was the most fun I've ever had at a concert.
Awesome.
He brought up Lil Wayne.
Here he brought out Bon Jovi, and they performed a duet that. Together of Thank God and Jimmy Buffett, which is a Pitbull original piece.
Yeah.
Then Connor, Bon Jovi performed, but of course Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann came out, and at this point it's like late in the evening, and they had all been clearly doing not only drinking backstage but also clearly partaking in some other things too. They were slurring. Judd and like, Leslie and reading off
weed?
Yeah, but also probably more. I don't know. I didn't know what they
heroin?
Were on, but no, not heroin, but like maybe just like a lot of weed and alcohol. But they were like real. They were reading off a teleprompter, but also like couldn't at the same
good.
Time.
That is so funny.
And
they
was
can
like,
do no wrong.
It
me.
Was perfect. Sheryl Crow.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Jack Johnson, you would have died for. He is also another person whose energy I could feel in the back of the room.
Yep. He's a Jimmy Buffett.
And he's an island man. I didn't know.
I've seen him five times.
He's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He's awesome. I also didn't realize that's what he looked like. Like I had a completely different idea of what he looked
handsome,
like.
Handsome bald man.
Yeah. Dave Grohl.
Cool.
That was crazy. Dave Matthews via video.
Wow, Brooke, if Dave Matthews would have been there.
But he performed via video too.
Huh. If Dave Matthews would have been there and he would have performed, those tickets that you had received, like you would have had to get framed and put in a shadow box and hung in your home. Because those tickets with all these people being there, like,
it really was once in a lifetime.
Insane.
I'm not even halfway done.
I didn't even know this was happening.
Then the Eagles.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Turns out I already said this, but like I had no idea. I was so familiar with their catalog. Oh my God, then that song, Take It to the Limit. Then I was like swaying back and forth. That's a great song. Then, I didn't know this person. Then, Paul McCartney. came out. This was really like the highlight of the night, sang Let It Be, which he had sung to Jimmy when he was sick in his sick bed. It was literally
his normal bed, but he was just sick in it.
I don't know if it was his normal bed or not. He was sick in it.
Jimmy had a special sick room.
It was like during his final days.
The bed was a NASCAR car.
And he brought out bed. The Eagles were like in the back.
Yeah.
While Paul M., we have the same birthday, by the way, he was on piano singing. I mean, it was literally once in a lifetime.
That's so special.
Then everybody that was there came out and sung Margaritaville.
I saw that.
And Paul McCartney was drinking a margarita on the stage.
I don't think he should do that.
Why? You're going to be drinking when you're that age.
I don't think I'll be that age, but yeah. He is like skin and
no,
bones.
He seemed actually, even though I was in the way
sound,
back,
mind and body,
he felt sturdy.
Good. When I saw him at, I think Coachella, is that where he played? ACL. He stood up to sing Live and Let Die. Mm. And boy, oh boy, I was like, no, you should sit down to sing this song.
Well, he was sitting on the piano too, which I think helped.
That's good. It's important to sit.
Yeah.
Big advocate for sitting. Well, how fun. I'm jealous.
How fun. Thanks for listening.
Of course. No, I saw the TikToks and stuff. It's fascinating. I had, for the first time in my life, I think because I was just like also doing something and I was having fun, but zero Coachella FOMO.
Oh, zero.
Not even interested. I couldn't thank. I'm thanking my lucky stars. Today is Monday and I didn't spend Sunday night at Coachella.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't have FOMO, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Well, you had one good time at Coachella and you're able to say.
Right, I don't think I need to go back.
Yeah. I didn't have one good time at Coachella.
Yeah.
Nothing even happened. I was just like tired and full of dust the whole time.
Is that the only time you went when you were tired and full of dust?
Yeah.
Oh.
No interest.
I'm telling you, you have to go weekend too.
Well, I want to go. I like Stagecoach.
Oh. Is that, when is that?
The week. It's in 2 weeks.
Are you going to go?
Can't. Show's in Denver.
Oh, perfect.
I'll be in Denver, though.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I love Denver.
Yeah, you do. You know what else I did this weekend, though?
What?
Jimmy Buffett was Thursday. Did bed rest on Friday. Spent Saturday with Max.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I didn't realize, because I went to your house, like, preparing to just, like, chill. So I was doing pajamas, no bra, like, disgusting. Then we took Max for a walk, and I was like, okay, look, it'll be fine. We won't see anyone. I didn't realize that every person with a pulse is wanting to talk to Max.
Yeah.
How do you cope?
No, Brooke, I told you that.
I'm never getting a dog, or if I do, it's not leaving the house. Do not, like, that's my worst nightmare.
I told you guys, you have to fake a phone call the whole time you're walking a dog.
And he's so friendly that he's, like, approaching others as well.
Yeah.
I was like, Max, we're not doing one-on-ones right now.
No. It's the hardest time, like, in the morning before you have, like, coffee or whatever, or in the evening when you're like, all right, we're going to do one more walk, but I need to go inside and go to sleep.
Yeah.
But people stop him.
Because he is handsome.
Well,
his eyeliner is crazy.
I know. He's got a gorgeous beat.
He, like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's doing full smoky eye.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, people stop.
Golden eyes.
I know.
And, you know, the essence of him, too.
He's got an energy about him, very Buffett-esque.
Yeah. I mean, it is, like, really remarkable. I know you talk about it all the time. The way that he diarrheas on the trees.
He wasn't diarrheaing with you guys, right?
Oh, Connor.
Oh, then that means he ate something that, well, I was gone.
He had some solid poops too, but he was also having horrible diarrhea too.
He shouldn't if he's just eating his farmer's dog. What?
He might have gotten it in the trash. I don't know.
Okay. That would explain it. Literally, if he has anything else that isn't farmer's dog,
yeah.
Shart City, USA.
Yeah, he was sharting like up the tree.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's a powerful.
And it's literally like, it's always hard when people like watch your dog have diarrhea and it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't pick it up with a bag. Like, the tree is even better because it's like, I literally can't do anything about it.
He spray paints it. Yeah. He's spray painting that tree.
Unless you're carrying around a power washer, which like no one would expect you to do.
No. If a dog was sharting on the street, I'd be like, ugh.
But he's sharting. He's doing it for you. Like, he knows what's easiest for you. or is Papa?
Yeah, it's.
Are you doing Papa yet, or still no?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing Papa. This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is brought to you by Booking.com. From relaxing beach resorts to remote mountain cabins, with so many choices across the U.S., you can book whoever you want to be.
Booking.com knows that people and travelers are multifaceted, so they offer a wide breadth of places and accommodations so that you can lean into a different side of yourself depending on where you go. Book a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side, or book a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side. There are so many possibilities.
I have a couple trips planned these next few months, and I'm like kind of after leaning into somebody to plan stuff, I'm going to do that all the time. Especially when I go somewhere new. I'm going to lean into like the casual traveler. Good just goes you. With the flow.
Very good for you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
This spring, check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S. Book whoever you want to be on booking.com, booking.yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, crap. Let me think.
Oh, I was going to tell you also.
Yes, wait. You got.
Oh, yeah. This is probably why he had diarrhea. Yeah.
look at him take, like.
Yeah.
He literally is like the funniest dog, too. Like, that's him, like, nope, I'm going to take that. Mine. That's like me.
And I won't lie to you, he got into my hummus.
Then, yeah, come on.
But that was after he diarrheaed on the trees.
No, he. Like, the way he genuinely should play for the NFL, look at him juke that right through Tristan's hand.
Yeah.
Like, Tristan couldn't get his hand on it.
No. He is good. He's smooth. And he, like, he acts as if he's not going to do it. Like, he gets a fake out.
No.
Like, oh, Tristan, I'm coming to kiss you. Actually, let me see.
Yeah, no, he knows what he's doing. He's really interesting. That's like, yeah. That's like me. They cut me off at the bar, and I'm like, glasses hanging. Oh, hello, I'm... Mrs. Iglesias.
Ah, Mrs. Iglesias.
Oh, okay. I had some stuff we can do.
Really quick, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Shrek 2 in theaters because it's the 20th anniversary of Shrek 2, which I was talking about this on Obsessed. Horrible that me and you can both say 20 years ago, I insert
Stop.
Horrible. And like live to tell the tale. Like that's really scary. Connor, I feel so horrible.
Why?
For my children and the current generation, that they will never be able to have a film like Shrek 2. Like, the jokes in there are like advanced and PG-10. Like, they're doing farting and burping and like making some jokes that only parents would understand. And they will not do that nowadays. And the children will suffer because of it.
Well,
they will not have a movie that they can see in 20 years and finally understand jokes that they didn't get when they were younger. And that's an amazing experience that I'm able to have that they will not be able to. And that sucks because we've become too soft.
We will. Yeah, Brooke, I agree. We will always have Shrek.
We will always have Shrek.
What sucks, I think, to your point, what sucks is like, when I watch that now, it's like almost hard to view because the graphics are so weird. Not me talking about graphics, but whoa. It's like, it's not even like 2D. It's like almost claymation vibes, the way that like Shrek is, you know what I mean? Sometimes like older shows that were like groundbreaking in terms of CGI, you're like.
I was feeling like Shrek 2 was like good.
It was fine.
In terms of the, yeah, animation and stuff. But it just sucks. It's like they're not even going to make like Elsa and Anna fart once. Like they'll never do that, and that sucks.
That does suck.
Like imagine how much better Frozen would be if they had at least let one rip.
It's also,
like, show us the girls fart too.
I was gonna say,
now we live in a world where it's like, ooh, I'm a girl, like I have to pretend not to fart, and that's because the kids now do not have Shrek 2.
It's setting really unrealistic standards
it
too, because
it really is.
If a man watches Elsa and Anna and he's like, Oh,
girls don't fart.
My princess will never fart or poop.
It's dangerous.
It is
dangerous.
The
movies now are dangerous.
Fiona was like,
she was shitting and farting and burping left and right, as she should.
Queen of feminism.
Yeah, damn. And it was like true romance. Now it's like, I am all for like,
look at his meaty, meaty hands.
I know. Like
big
women power,
claws.
Like sisterly love. But like some of us do want to be saved by the prince. Some of us want that. Give us some of that at least. Let's do some female power. And then let's do some save me in a tower. I've been locked up. I need someone to save me. Some of us want that.
Cameron Diaz is still making like millions of dollars from Shrek.
I bet. Franchise.
Isn't that crazy?
With Mike M probably.
Mike Myers.
Didn't you cancel him?
Wait, I was going to ask you that. Didn't he get canceled?
I think you canceled him.
I didn't cancel Mike
Myers.
No, but
you were able to let us know of the cancellation policy.
What was...
You were just saying he's like a horrible person, I think.
Oh, I think someone else said that.
And you told us.
I would never speak ill of the alive.
Yeah, I think you were just
canceled,
like...
Canceled, enough is enough. Is Michael Myers officially over? People also ask. It was less than a year ago that Hollywood Ends hit theaters and the title promised that iteration of what? Oh. Can we click on the Reddit? Michael Myers is canceled. I enjoyed him in Shrek and Austin Powers. I had no idea he went around in a mask stabbing people to death. Oh, that's about Freddie Mercury.
Is this what you were talking about? Mercury. Freddie Mercury?
That's about Kruger? Freddie Krueger.
Krueger?
Krueger.
Is this what you're talking?
Oh, okay. Bless his heart then.
Oh my God. No, I think it was like mean to people on set or something. Like didn't treat them well.
I have to say something about...
Why?
I was on a plane. I just like am so like when people aren't super nice to you, like you don't cancel them for that. Like,
I think he like was like treating people really horribly.
Okay.
But I also do not know.
I don't either.
I do not know the fact.
I know. Well, it just goes back to like it's such a fine line. It's like how mean can you be to somebody, you know? But like if you're just not super out, like if you're the girl following people, the TikTokers into the fitting room,
right?
And you're not hugging them,
no,
and
I think
kissing
this
them
was
on
different
the feet.
Than that.
Yeah,
I think he was like abusing his role. But again, I have no information. I have not looked into it for 1 second.
We couldn't find anything. Like, we Googled it. Like,
I remember that comment that was on our pod that was like, "I wish these two would stop talking about things they know nothing about."
No,
that's the podcast.
That's our whole thing that we do. We
that's the tagline.
Okay. Here's something that I have no information on, and it's something that I did.
Let her rip.
Okay. I'm sitting on the plane coming back. Well, I'm going to start from the beginning, okay? One, I was aisle seat, and so I'm watching a movie, and there's kids all around, so I was like, I'm going to pick something very simple to watch. Like, no, I don't want to skip a sex scene, especially if I fall asleep. Like, I don't want to, like, have that, like, porn playing on my... on my personal TV, and then I'm asleep, and it's just playing for everyone in the aisle.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, I'm going to watch Something's Gotta Give with Diane Keaton and...
Oh, rookie mistake.
Diane Keaton's rack is out, like,
yep.
Right away.
Yep.
Diane Keaton's goes full frontal nudity in that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
Great movie. Yeah. I love Diane Keaton. That's a romantic comedy. That's a rom-com.
Yep.
I love a rom-com with, like, one, like... like low-key, like just like a average dude and like a hot woman. That's what like the...
Unfortunately, like, that's the best of them.
That's the best of them. We're just like really being traditional viewers today.
And I have always advocated for a film that's like, give us like an average girl.
Yeah.
And a hot guy. And then I forget, I saw one recently and I had been advocating that for that forever. And I was like, ooh. Something about this like, isn't sitting right.
It's like it's not working,
it's not
for
the
me.
Same.
Yeah.
Nothing, though.
So I was like, oh, that's well, so anyways, I'm like sitting there watching this movie and there's two kids next to me. Mm-hmm. And then the dad is on the aisle. And so he's sitting next to me, but there's two kids here. And the one kid next to me has this iPad, and it's in the front pocket, and it's got, like, this really squishy-looking case on it. Like,
you want to eat it?
No, I couldn't help. I literally went and was, like, feeling on it, and then I was like, what am I doing? I caught myself. That's what I put in our notes. I touched the iPad, sad face, because the dad was, like, looking at me. And I was like, why did I touch that kid's iPad? Like, I actually, in that moment, was like, I didn't voluntarily go and, like, grab this kid's belongings. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure if you had asked him, he would have loved...
No, but I like, came to and I was, like, fondling his iPad case. And the dad saw me do it. I'm sure... I was like... Bleh. Like, I don't know why I did that. I was, like, freaked out.
It happens. I wouldn't stress too much about
okay.
it.
it just like bugs me that I did that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Two, the other thing. Of course, I'm on TikTok on the plane. One thing Delta does have is free Wi-Fi, and it works really well.
Yeah.
And I'm watching. Did you know that air traffic controllers, the ones that are in charge of trafficking and controlling the air, have like the highest suicide rate out of like any?
Yeah, I feel like I did know that. Why?
I don't know. Let's get some mental health.
Oh, really? Because their really lives are on the line.
Like all day, and you just can't. It's not. You can be like, oh, I'm gonna be on. Like, I'm gonna get on TikTok for like a second.
Right. You're always on.
No, you can't. You can't ever take a breather.
Damn.
I know. It's like I feel like. I don't know. I feel like that's like a really important job. You really shouldn't kill yourself.
Right. We should really invest in. Well, or like people should invest in the mental health of the air
traffic. Of air traffic controllers. I agree.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you know, we don't want a freak accident, like we said earlier.
That could be a nonprofit we start.
That would be really good.
For the air traffic controllers. Because we're all about mental health.
Mental health.
Sky space.
Mental health for the air traffic controllers. I'm an advocate for that.
Yeah.
Because I want to land.
And we care for their well-being, too.
Right.
That, too.
Yes. One of the gifts that was given to us
mm-hmm.
over the weekend from at one of my shows from a fan... Poopery, guess the scent.
Is it a scent that's already been like established, or is it like a Brooke and Connor?
It's been established.
Is it a good smell?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the sea?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a, but is it that kind of, is it like a vanilla base, a clean linen base? It's clean linens?
Diva.
Is it from that company?
Yes. They started making a poopery. They did a poopery collab.
Dude, you're fucking with me.
No, I'm not. Diva Wash Poopery on the far right there. Tyler Diva Glamour Diva.
I had no.
Tyler by Glamorous Diva.
That's awesome. I'll have
bathroom
to order it.
Bathroom spray. It's poopery.
I'll have to order it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's perfect to carry around.
Maintains glamour when you go.
Because you know when you're like on the go and let's say you're in a restaurant bathroom and you have no choice.
Yeah.
But to do what you have to do and like you have to resort to like spraying Lysol everywhere. Why don't I just carry this around?
Why don't?
And then like the seat is sticky for the next person because I've sprayed Lysol everywhere.
I've like put a bunch of soap in my hands and like like done this to get it off into the toilet and flush so that bubbles come up. And it's like I washed the bowl.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Anyways, and then someone else came out to me. This is the funniest thing I was having. This girl was like, I don't know who you are, but I've seen you. And because of you, I got this, my laundry detergent. So she knew me as like the Diva
the laundry
wash.
Guy. You never know what you're going to be known for.
Uh-uh.
That's what, like when I used to be known as the Little Caesars girl.
The Little Caesars dupe.
Dupe.
You had your dupe that was
because
shipped
to you. For Little Caesar, I did an ad where they said they were creating a life-size replica of me. And they did. It was... Big Brooke, we called her because she was a bit taller than me. She was massive. A doll that
oh
my was
gosh,
my size.
You should have kept her so we could use her when you're gone.
I had no. I had to put her away.
You had to put her down.
She was so scary. No, ew, I'm sorry. Like I can't look at myself, but you can look. We can find Big Brooke.
Where's Big Brooke when you need her?
Like she was literally horrifying.
She's huge. She's
and like. I literally could only keep her like on the couch in my apartment because like where else you put something like so life size? She's not going in my bed. Like
she's a mammoth.
I would walk out like if I had to pee in the middle of the night and I would see her, I would scream to the gods. She was really there was something sinister about. It had to go in the dumpster.
Yeah, I bet that would have been so scary.
What's crazy? Like she like where is she now? Somewhere. Unless she's been shredded.
Oh my God! No, she's on Trash Island in the Pacific.
She's haunting someone. Like she is Chucky. And I always got that vibe from her. But yeah, miss her horribly. I would be recognized for her work.
For some reason, Big Brooke just reminded me of that Big Daddy, the Golden Bachelor, got divorced last week.
Jerry and Teresa?
Jerry and
done.
Teresa.
So, like, that is nuts at, like, that age to be calling it quits after 3 months. Like, for me, I'm just like, all right, I'll just ride it out. At this time. Especially because like we just declared our love for each other on TV and it was like a whole thing. Like I could at least write it out. for a few years. Or I guess maybe they're like, why spend one day with someone I don't want to if I have so little time left?
Well, it's also, to me, it's like...
Something must have happened.
You just dated. Like, you didn't have to get married right away, you know? Like, you were just dating for 3 months.
Right, I guess they don't specify when you have to get married.
Don't get married. Huh. Anyways.
I have to know what happened.
I just think he chose the wrong broad.
I think it's him.
Do you really think it's Jerry?
I think I didn't want to say because I knew we were all so excited about it. There was something there that edged on sinister, much like Big Brooke.
I didn't see that. Maybe you should send him a Big Brooke dupe so that he can have someone.
Can you imagine a life-size Jerry?
It would be 10 feet tall.
Yeah. I really, yeah.
Big Jerry.
I think it's, I'd love to know the ins and outs of what happened, but it just like sucks that we won't ever.
No, we could find out if we needed to.
Mm. Let us know if you know. Let a bitch know.
Let a bitch know.
I have one other thing to say.
Okay. What is it?
I would say the plights of being an influencer are few and far between. But one that is true.
What are you going to say?
Is when you have an ad that is boosted to the dark parts of the internet.
Dark web.
To the dark webs. I did an ad with Truly that they boosted to spaces of the internet that no man should venture into. I just want to say, like, I'm not looking for any, like, I'm not looking for compliments. I'm not fishing for compliments. Like, these types of comments do not bother me whatsoever. Like, I do think they're funny. So don't even, like, say, like, oh, Brooke, no, you're pretty. I do not give a shit. Like, I don't want to hear it. I know. But it will be, like, the meanest comments. I'll, like, a normal one, and it'll be like, is this a dude? And I'll look at the perpetrator of the "is this a dude?" Full on mother with three kids. Like, imagine your mom getting a Truly ad and being like, "Oh my god! Like, I have to know if this young woman is a dude." Like, oh, like a mat, like you would expect that of like a troll incel living in a basement, but like. What, like, what? Ooh. Like, that is insane. That, and like, other, like, I'll like click on them. It's like normal, like, family man will be like, what is this thing?
That is so funny.
Like, so, like, that is so embarrassing. You should be like, those poor kids. Like, I literally want to like blast them out and be like, this is your dad, or this is your mom. Look what they're doing. It's so embarrassing.
No, I've had that happen, but it's mine are just like straight up, like, die. You need to die. I'm like, I was just letting you know about Takis.
Right, just like,
they're pretty good.
Just like a, what would look like an average mother of three to everyone else being a troll. Yeah. Like, you don't expect that, but you guys, like, check in on your parents, like. They could, like, actively be trolling.
I'm scared my dad leaves comments on stuff thinking that it's coming to me.
Mm, like, he thinks he's DMing them to you?
Yeah. Because there's a time in the evening when he starts to send me reels. And he'll send me 25 in a row. And I'm like, there's no way that he's 100% accurate where he's sending these.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Because he'll send me a text with me and then, like, in my, like, distant relative that I don't talk to, and it's like one of his iPhone videos that iPhone makes for you of your pictures, and it's like trip to Italy, and it's like me and him and like my mom, and then it's like me and this distant relative, and the distant relative will always be like, oh, love that, and I'm like, he definitely didn't mean to put them in this.
I get it,
but I get nervous, like, pretty, because you and I have sent things to different people on accident. Mm-hmm. Or like, it happens to me all the time where someone responds to my story instead of like, with like,
oh, that's horrible.
Why would he post this? And it's like, yeah. My own story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who?
Yeah, ooh. That is really bad.
Yeah. So like, I wouldn't be, it's not like a shock if like your parent, maybe they were sending it to someone else. Brooke, you can feel better knowing at least they were probably sending it to someone
I'm
else.
I'm saying like, it literally, What they're sending what to someone else.
Is this a dude? They probably meant to send it to their
kids.
I'm
saying like those really don't bother me. Like it really, it just is insane that it's coming from like probably one of your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got one like kind of like creepy one that was like on, I made one that was like self-deprecating about like being in a bathing suit. And then I got one from this guy that was funny. Like, I'm sure you look great like with or without a bathing suit. Like I'm sure you look beautiful. Clicked on it. Like wholesome grandfather, like all like pictures with his like beautiful new granddaughter and his daughter. And I was just like, oh my, like what is happening? Like we've moved past it just being like incels, which is scary.
Well, a family man can also be an incel, lest we forget.
I just like, also like your own mom could be an incel.
You can't put incels in a box.
You can't put incels in a box, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
You also can't put your mom in a box.
You literally, there's not a thing you can put in a box.
Nothing should be in a box.
Except
Schrodinger's cat.
That's the only thing that should be in a box. And even then, we...
Every time I do a Schrodinger's cat joke that I think is groundbreakingly hilarious, like, does not land, I'm thinking, like, not enough people know who Schrodinger's cat is.
I agree.
I'm like, oh, this is so funny. O.J. Simpson.
Gone.
Did you see Caitlyn Jenner tweeted good riddance?
Yeah.
I thought that was like, for, you know, I don't know, for anyone to say good riddance, like OJ, like everyone was pretty much like,
sometimes Caitlyn comes out with like such good things and then completely says something that is so horrible. It's like, damn, just when I was starting,
yeah,
to root for you, it's like the worst thing that could ever come out of anyone's mouth.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's funny how closely tied Caitlyn is to the OJ whole situation.
Well, even like, I need to watch, I really need to watch the Ryan Murphy American Crime, that the OJ trial one.
Why?
Because just due to it all. David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
He's Robert Kardashian. Like, I just need to get into that.
Was David Schwimmer in that show?
He's, yeah, Robert, he was Robert Kardashian.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I learned this weekend that the reason the glove didn't fit, so he must have quit, is because he stopped taking his, like, medicine, his medication. So his hand swelled up.
Oh, I heard that it was because it was his son that did it, and he covered it up.
Oh, no.
Or, like, did OJ it with him. No, I know.
Definitely
OJ
did it.
But...
Like, it's like, you know, I don't think there's a doubt in anyone's mind.
Right. Even Robert Kardashian said he did it. I don't know that for a fact at all. That could have been.
Did you see he had his all his family sign NDAs before coming to visit him in the hospital? His, like, kids?
No. About his health or about OJ?
They signed NDAs. We'll never know.
Oh.
No. No, no, no. OJ over the weekend had his kids come.
Oh,
visit
I thought
him
you were talking about Robert
before
Kardashian.
Before he passed, and had everyone that came into the room sign NDAs, his family.
Oh.
So
it's normal.
Melania Trump. Hello. Hello. That's my favorite sound on TikTok.
Oh, I do love that one.
And then I'll leave you with this because we had a delay.
Is this the real time or the fake time?
The real time.
Is it
okay.
Yet?
So wait, this is.
I have one more thing then.
Yeah, please.
Because I was watching this thing on the way here today about tipping. Like everyone's saying, if it's a self serve thing, like if you're at a coffee shop, if you're up there ordering and then you go sit down, I guess for like food too,
mm-hmm.
People don't tip. Would you tip at like a thing when it turns around the screen, the iPad? If you don't have like a, because you tip different people. Like you could also be. I always think like, oh, I'm tipping the person that made my food. I don't know where, like, when I sign the iPad.
I'm so embarrassed that I'll always just click 20%. But like, in the days pre-iPad, no one would have tipped. Because that would require putting cash into a jar.
Or you could sign plus whatever on your check at the front, at the register.
But it's...
It'd be like
at
and gratuity, and then you write the number.
What it used to look like.
And then you say, well, it's still happening.
No, but now it's the addition of that, like, would you like to add a tip? And it gives you all those options. It wasn't like that before.
Oh, it had like suggested tip amount below, where it was like, this is what 18 would be. This is what 20 would be.
I literally don't remember life before the iPad.
But I always tip because I'm like, I'm happy to tip the person that made my food back there. But like, I don't want to tip the cashier.
Why?
Because they're not doing anything.
They are.
The chef or whoever cooking the food.
I wish they would spread it out. I literally don't know. I don't understand modern tipping culture. I feel like I'm all in the game times. Yeah. Yeah. It depends like on the mood you're in and the mood of the cashier as well. And it's just like a lot of factors at play.
Yeah.
I wish someone would make a comprehensive, like, this is what you need to do. Well, guide.
We need to do what Europe does and pay your employees properly so we don't.
That sounds good. That sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me too. I get confused when I do like DoorDash or whatever. And it's like, do you want to add an extra tip? And I'm like, but I added the regular tip. Where does the first tip go? Am I tipping like the wheels on the bus?
I literally don't, like, there's nothing about modern tipping culture that I understand. We've lost.
Oh, yeah. Should I add an extra tip? Should I tip the tip too? Should I tip the $3 tip?
You want to tip me?
I want to tip you for asking. I want to tip Grubhub.
And then it's also like when there's a huge delivery fee, it's like, is that the tip? It's hard to say.
It's impossible to say.
Yeah, you could say that.
And then oh no. With that, we leave you. We'll see you in the bonus episode. Click subscribe.
Ooh, see you there. This week on Close Friends. You really have pretty feet for a boy.
Look at them. They're doing the wave.
That's crazy. It's making me uneasy.
Sometimes you have to switch it up on these hoes, you know?
Well said. To fell asleep on silly putty. I would do anything to whiff, to have a whiff of silly putty. You are such a grinder.
I know. I can't stop grinding.
Yeah.
Grind 9 to 5. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.